Let's talk science. It's 11 minutes to 3 o'clock. US and Chinese scientists have implanted human cells in monkey embryos. The aim of the research is to understand more about how cells develop and aid research into cultivating organs for transplant. Helen Briggs reports.
Researchers say by injecting human cells into the embryos of other animals, in this case a monkey, we might someday be able to grow new organs for people with failing hearts or kidneys. Scientists in the US and China implanted human stem cells inside monkey embryos. They studied the development of the embryos in the lab. In research, they say, gives clues to how the cells of one species can adjust to survive inside another. Other scientists have raised ethical concerns about the experiment, arguing that while the embryos in this case were destroyed at 20 days, someone could try to take the work further.
The ethical issues that have been raised are quite profound, as you can imagine. Professor Julian Civilescu, the co-director of the Wellcome Centre for Ethics and Humanities at the Centre of Oxford, says the experiment follows previous similar research involving pigs.
The problem is that whether it's a pig-human or a monkey-human chimera, will have a mixture of cells, including in the brain. And so once you start to let these develop beyond 20 days, as happened in this experiment, and indeed if you give birth to a live-born pig-human chimera, it may look like a pig, but the cells in the brain will be a mixture. And when this has been done in mice, the cells, the human cells, do develop.
Curious case this. Let's talk to Katrine de Volder, who is a bioethicist at the Oxford Uhura Centre for Practical Ethics at the University of Oxford. Katrine, very good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome to the programme. This is clearly very significant medical research, but it doesn't seem pleasant on the surface, especially when you hear about humans and monkeys and their cells being mixed together.
Yeah, right. It sounds quite scary. I think the thing is that when we create organisms that are a mix between humans and monkeys, we're not exactly sure what sort of organisms they actually are. Are they humans? Are they monkeys or something in between? And as a result, we don't really know how we should treat them ethically. I mean, can we simply use them in scientific research? Can we destroy them in scientific experiments? I mean, this sort of research raises all sorts of ethical issues.
How do we know, how does anyone know, whether the scientists, any scientists working on similar projects are following, I mean, the ethical rules here are quite strict, but how do we know they're actually being followed?
Well, there's quite a lot of control on this. So I think the scientists who did this, the research we're discussing, did exactly the right thing. They consulted first independent ethicists, and then their research project went through very thorough reviews by various ethics committees of all the scientific institutions involved. So it's not like they can just do whatever they want.
For those of the labs that we know will adhere to the rules that are, what about the labs around the world that don't adhere because they want to create groundbreaking science?
Yeah, we don't have much control about that. So that's why we should think about whether it's necessary to develop, for example, a worldwide moratorium on creating full-grown human-animal chimeras. Because of this, in this experiment, they only created embryos, of course, which is morally, I think, much less controversial than if we were to create full-grown animals, full-grown monkey-human chimeras, for example.
So the aim, or the ultimate aim of these scientific projects, you can understand why it's being done. A is to test the science, and clearly the science and the technology moves very quickly, more quickly than perhaps we might wish to imagine. But also, if you're someone who's waiting, for example, for a transplant, and the shortage of organ donors means that you could be waiting and it could be life-limiting for you. The idea that somewhere down the line we could clone something and manufacture a new lung or a new kidney, whatever it might be, you probably say, yes, bring it on. But the ethical issues here are enormous.
Yeah, I think we would have to proceed very carefully, especially like Professor Savlescu said, if we have reason to believe that the stem cells, the human cells that we injected in the chimeras, that they can develop into neurons and can migrate to the chimera's brain. So he said, well, you might look at it, or you might think you look at a pig, but actually it's a pig that has maybe some mental capacities of humans. And then, of course, we have to be careful, and we can't just simply use it for scientific research, let alone extract organs from it.
Katrine, pleasure talking to you. Katrine de Volder, who's a bioethicist at the Oxford Uhura Centre for Practical Ethics at the University of Oxford. We've only been on air for like 55 minutes. I think we've covered quite a lot of ground already. So, science and medical science is moving so very rapidly. It always has done, of course. So, and this will depend, I think, on your outlook on life, whether you believe we should be allowed to alter nature or alter God's work. Look, if you're waiting for a transplant of any kind, or indeed any life-saving treatment, you'd probably say, yeah, we need ethics, but put them to one side. I want my treatment. I want my lung transplant as quickly as possible. But should we think more carefully about what we're doing with these genetic experimentations? And most of these things are terminated after 20 days, but they can be allowed to develop still further. How scary is this stuff? You can text 81333. Start your message 3CR.